Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Beautiful Party on Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m. at The Know in Portland. The Beautiful Party is a video premiere hip-hop birthday event. There will also be performances, samples, and other surprises at this 21 and over event. Again, that's The Beautiful Party on Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m. at The Know, 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. The December 18th meeting of the Board of Directors will be held at 6 p.m. at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm/board-directors.
This is Bill McKibben coming at you on KBOO Portland, Oregon.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, December 14th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio. At 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.fm everywhere. And everything we've talked about this week, the theme obviously being the pervasiveness, the ubiquitous internet, and how anything is that whatever is done at this point to establish a hierarchy of interests, and of course we're talking about private interests, anything that is done in the name of private interest with regard to the internet, which itself grew in an organic fashion. And in anything that we do right now to privatize the internet, and that's what we're talking about when we talk about net neutrality, of course, is jeopardizing the fabric of the country. We may not realize it. I don't know, each one of you out there, how many hours you spend online and what your specific personal dedication to social media might be, but it is probably of greater significance than we are immediately and directly aware. And that lack of awareness is what private interests are intending to capitalize on And again, and this is so important to stress, once this is done, it's done. We can't dip our toe in and decide it's a bit too hot or a bit too cold. Nope, that's not how this is going to work. If the internet is revamped to serve the interests of Wall Street, it is not going to undo this fatal mistake, this fatal error. We can march around in funny hats all we want. It is not going to change anything. Once this one is out of the bag, we will have a huge problem on our hands. Other nations, European nations indeed, are watching what we do very carefully. That said, today we are going to be speaking with Philip Gregory. He is the co-counsel in the lawsuit brought by the 21 young people who were children, I guess, most of them, when this first got rolling. This is Our Children's Trust, of course, and today is a big day for that, for them. Their trial is coming up in January, and I suppose we could actually say that all days are right now. And so we'll be speaking a little bit later with Philip Gregory and have an update on how that case is unfolding. We also want to note that today is with regard to the internet and all the topics we've been addressing this whole week, that this is the day the vote comes. So the fact that Our Children's Trust is one of the chief examples that we've used on Air Cascadia to demonstrate the ubiquitousness of the internet and why the issue of net neutrality is of great importance. It would have been so lovely to call it pretty much anything besides net neutrality. That neutrality word confuses and puts a lot of people off. I like internet equity. But right now, before we get to anything else, weather or anything, we've got Philip Gregory on the line. It's with great pleasure that we welcome you to the KBOO airwaves this morning. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what you're doing right now, you are the co-counsel in this suit brought by Our Children's Trust, and also the Colorado Party. This is an extraordinary case. Essentially, it's Julia versus the United States, which means one young person is suing Donald Trump, and the fact that the case has gotten so far is in and of itself indicative of where people. Where I guess you could call it the social zeitgeist is at the moment. People are coalescing around the protection of the environment since the government of Donald Trump has failed so miserably in that regard. Can you tell us a bit about preparations for the upcoming trial?
Sure. So right now, the case is before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a petition filed by the Trump administration to stop the trial that's currently scheduled for February 5, 2018. And we had oral argument on Monday in San Francisco before a three-judge panel of the Court of Appeals on the government's petition to stop the case from moving forward. And we're optimistic that the Ninth Circuit panel will deny the government's request.
And if that happens, this is extraordinary. Again, the arrogance of Donald Trump has served to trip him up, if he assumed that get very far.
What's amazing is that originally the Trump administration took the position that our case was presenting a staggering burden to the federal government, particularly to the Department of the Executive. And as a result of the staggering burden, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals should intervene, in essence, and stop the case from moving forward.
So, of course, what you showed was how did you go about demonstrating that it did not?
What happened, and it's going to take me a minute to explain,
yeah,
but it's
ahead.
Very interesting. When we originally filed the case, the trade associations for the fossil fuel industry moved to intervene in our case as defendants. And the judge let them intervene as defendants. Then when the fossil fuel industry was forced to take a position on climate change, it rather than take a position, it withdrew from the case. So the fossil fuel industry first wanted in on the case, mm-hmm. and then when it had to take a position, it withdrew. And as a result of the fossil fuel industry withdrawing, our need for information and by way of pretrial discovery was substantially reduced. And so when the federal government went before the Ninth Circuit, it failed to tell the Ninth Circuit that the discovery we were requesting was substantially more limited than it represented. And so whereas first they were saying, oh, there's this huge discovery burden and there's all these problems we have, by the time of oral argument on last Monday, December 11, the federal government had to admit that it had no discovery burden and it was not facing any discovery problems, and it just simply didn't want the case to proceed, which is a completely different posture from what they had represented to the Ninth Circuit.
So what is that? What next do you imagine, what they have up their sleeve at the moment? What other impediments that they do you see them throwing in the path of this lawsuit to prevent it going forward?
Well, they're going to continue to attempt to stop this case from going forward by, first, if they lose here, I'm certain they're going to try to go up to the Supreme Court. And then they're going to try to do things to delay the trial from going forward, claiming they need more time for expert witnesses and the like. But given the urgency and the scope of what we're currently experiencing by way of climate change, we hope the federal court in Eugene, Oregon, does not delay any further, but moves us to a prompt trial.
So it seems that the government's position is all it's got is obstruction, and the intent apparently is to prevent this from going to trial, to prevent it from ever reaching the Supreme Court. But that seems to be all they've got, because it's very difficult to argue against the facts. This is one of those instances where there's an alternative truth. It's the actual truth is all around us. We've got California's burning down, and we've had some of the strangest weather phenomena that on record. So,
as you point out, the key problem the government has is that if it goes to trial, we're going to be putting the science on trial, and the science will show the severity of the problem and the need for a remedy. And the government's got to then take a position, and it can't hide behind fake scientists and climate deniers. It's got to put people on there who have the appropriate scientific backgrounds to take positions on these issues. And candidly, I'd be shocked if the government's able to find someone to dispute the science. And that's why they're scared. That's why they don't want this case going to trial. Because if we introduce science, then they lose, because they're relying on alternative facts. And in a courtroom, alternative facts, that's perjury.
I was going to say, there's a name for that. Gregory, thank you so much. Philip, excuse me. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it, and we like to keep up with this and follow up on it and know exactly where this trial is going. It is an extraordinary, extraordinary trial. Thank you. So, just briefly before we let you go, where can people go? What do you recommend for source?
Sure. If they want to find out about the case or how they can get involved, they should go to the website of an organization that's been supporting our case, called Our Children's Trust, ourchildrenstrust.org. I think it's OCT.org. They should go there, and they can learn more about the case. They can learn about the cases that we've been filing throughout the nation, in fact, throughout the world, and either donate or volunteer.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us today. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Derek Crooks engineered for us today. Thanks, Derek. Derek's also, of course, the KBOO AM News Public Affairs Department. That's director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. And the weather is all around us all the time.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud